they started talking about their son. Well, the dad starts telling me that he and his son were in the pickup. They were farmers and they were driving on a gravel road and they were T-boned by another truck. It was T-boned on the side of his son. And during the course of this accident happening, he said he saw this big, huge giant that was standing between his son and this truck that had T-boned them. A friend of mine is in the process of trying to determine whether she gets out of a 27-year relationship. And the reason she's thinking about getting out of this 27-year relationship is because her parents have died, she retired, and all of a sudden, she's opened up and is like, oh my gosh, I'm ready to live, I'm ready to explore, and I can't do it with this relationship. So I'm a new person, my partner's not a new person, and I need to grow and thrive. And I think about that in context with my own learning and growth, which has been more incremental, you know, more step by step by step. It's the peeling of the onion. It's the slow process of learning and reprogramming and growing. And so then I see somebody who's like had this epiphany and broken open, and I'm like, huh, I wonder why there are so many different approaches to this. I think for me, the things that change me that I think are miracles is that I have the privilege of hearing sacred moments from people like you. You get to hear the sacred moments. And so I get to learn from other people, and that opens me up. So not only my friend who's leaving potentially leaving this 27-year relationship, I was doing some consulting at a church, and it was a conservative church, and I would never show my cards and what I believed or anything, but I was sitting in a room with this couple. They were older, and this was not related to anything I asked them. This was not related to anything to do with the church conflict that was going on. But they told me the story of, they started talking about their son. And I said, well, tell me about your son. Well, the dad starts telling me that he and his son were in the pickup. They were farmers and they were driving on a gravel road and they were T-boned by another truck out on this gravel road. And it was T-boned on the side of his son. And during the course of this accident happening, he said he saw this big, huge giant that was standing between his son and this truck that had T-boned them. And that, you know, big, huge guy, he described his arms this big and his legs this big, and he was just a monster of a human being. And it was real. It was so real. And he said, if that person hadn't protected my son, he would have been dead, because the whole passenger side of the truck was pushed to the middle of the truck. So his son ended up with a leg injury, but the emergency vehicles arrived, and the dad said to the emergency workers, where's that guy? And they're like, what guy? And they said, there's no guy here. And so I get to hear stories like that. And that changes me, because I would never have thought, I mean, this was a particularly religious, God-fearing couple, but yet they could see this spirit protecting their son. So between my friend who is having an epiphany and this spirit that protects, I haven't had any experiences like that, but I get to hear them. And I think that's the gift.
Were you just sitting in that room with your jaw dropped while they're telling you this story?
Totally. I have preached about this story before. And what does it take for us to see the spirit? What does it take for us to have that experience? And do you have to see it, or is it always there protecting you?
In that moment, yes, their son lived, but also the father was gifted the vision of what saved his son. And that's something that will change your life forever.
Forever. Forever. I think these experiences change me. I think that's the privilege of hearing stories like that. Because it wasn't something that they went out and shared with other people, but being open to, hearing sacred stories, what you're doing, you get to hear the sacred stories. And I think the miracle for me is realizing in my life at the very, not the end, but later in life, realizing the gifts that I have. And then I get to share, I get to hear those stories. Yeah, I think the spirit is always with me. The spirit is always there. And the spirit is wild and crazy. And she is amazing. But I don't get to see her. I don't physically see her. Maybe I get to hear these stories so that someday when it happens, I will see.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 51 of Bite Sized Blessings, the podcast all about the magic and spirit that surrounds us, if only we open our eyes to it. I need to thank my amazing guest today, Carla Kane, for sharing her stories with me, as well as the creators of the music used, Agnes Vilmagia, Winnie the Moog, Ryan Holtz Music, Frank Schroeder, Chilled Music, and Alexander Nakarada. For complete attribution, please see the Bite Sized Blessings website at bitesizedblessings.com. On the website, you'll find links to other artists, books, and music I think will lift and inspire you. I can't believe we've gotten to episode 51, but here we are. Thanks to all of those who've journeyed along the way and made it this far. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Carla, no matter how you define those stories that are all around you, whether it's magic, the stars up in the night sky, spirit, God, or energy, no matter how those stories manifest in your life. Remember and understand that those stories are all around us and inside us. And possibly, quite possibly, if you're still enough, you listen deeply enough, you might just get a glimpse of what makes this universe and every single creature inside of it alive.